I'm writer and comedian Emily Winter, and this is Comedians with Ghost Stories. A note on today's podcast, I do a little more chit-chat than I normally do with my guest, with today's guest, Davey. We talk about his music career up top because his story has to do with one of his bands. So it's all relevant to the story, and I hope you enjoy it. Today on the podcast, we have somebody with such a great story, he doesn't even have to be a comedian. I know him. I know him as Canadian Dave, but his name is Dave Clem. Dave, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Emily.
Thank you for doing the podcast. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. My wife and I, we're back living here on Eastern time zone, so this makes it we're back, baby. We're back.
Are you coming back to New York? I know you were just in LA.
We're not sure, and I think we're going to be near it, you know, at least within driving distance. That's our goal. Right now, we're kind of hunkered down with Tracy's family to kind of see how this whole year plays out with the crazy, you know, everything's insane with COVID and the election, and we kind of wanted to be near her parents and be around.
Yeah, well, there's no point paying New York rent prices if you can't do and you can't play in your bands
exactly
right now,
so. yeah it's kind of I had quite a few gigs that were pretty good, you know, with my old band. They're paid. We had actually, I don't know, I haven't talked to you in a while, but my old band from like right out of high school got back together again. And
what,
you know, like, yeah, it was like the old band that we played for a guy. His name is Mike Plume, and yeah, lo and behold, we got back together last summer and started playing all these places up in Canada again, Canadian Dave. Would you believe, a little label that worked that like Sony Canada, like decided to like put it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A little subsidy of that or whatever. And, yeah. So we had all this stuff happening. The shows were really well attended. We did like four of them, and it was like reunited. It was great to see them. Made a new record, recorded, like went up there, like big sort of nice, really great studio. And as soon as it all happened, this shit happened. We had some great paying gigs and stuff like that. I mean, hopefully it'll still, like, you know, what, everything's on pause right now. But yeah, that's just a good example of one of many.
My God.
But, you know, this is the same band that we actually had our last time we got together, our last record we actually recorded and put out. It was actually September 11th, you know, 2001. That's when.
Oh, my God.
That was the release date.
So, yes.
I mean, it's just cursed. A new situation. Yeah. And that brings us to Ghost Stories. Cursed. Yeah.
You should have not gotten back together. Maybe this is all your fault. What's your band name? What is this band?
One was a guy. His name is the Mike Plume. So it was
it's like his band.
Yeah, the Mike Plume band. But we was out of high school and we assigned down. I lived in Tennessee in Nashville for like 5 years. Wow. Doing it was like our management. It was like we toured Europe quite a bit, and it was I got to meet a lot of cool people with that band, and it was nice that people still kind of wanted to hear what we were going to do together. It was just great seeing them and stuff like that. But anyway, so now we're all doing stuff on, like, you know, I got my little studio set up, and, you know, we're writing back and forth with all sorts of, I'm still hanging, you know, still talking to the guys from the Tracys, and we're still, like, working on stuff together.
So that's what I was just going to say. It's hard for me to not imagine you being a front man, because I know you from the Tracys, which is the ghost relation there is I usually run the live show of Comedians with Ghost Stories with my friend from high school, Larry Mancini, and he's in your band, the Tracys, where you are the front man.
Yeah,
well, Larry's actually literally in front, but you are the lead singer.
Right. I let him do the talking, as you can see why. Just hear me talk instead of putting on music.
Yeah, but so great. Go ahead.
Oh, I just love. I love him so much.
So a few years ago, Larry realized that you have an amazing ghost story, and so he got you like piss drunk and filmed you and we put it on YouTube and we reenacted it, and it's my drunk ghost story with Canadian Dave if you want to find it on YouTube. But you are you're at least you're semi-sober right now, right?
Yeah, I'm sober right now. I'm Yeah, pretty close.
Well, okay, so you have the most amazing story, and I've never heard you tell it soberly, right. But it also has to do with your music career and Canada. So, yeah, I will let you start it. Take it away.
Right. Okay, so here we go. So actually, it brings us back to that original band, the Mike Plume Band. So I'm going to say this. So it's in Canada. You might have heard of a town called Banff, Alberta. It's like a resort town. Lovely, gorgeous, in the mountains, you know, and that's where people go. So if you're playing a band, I'm going to say this is like 1996, 97, in that era. So what we would do is what they call a back three. It's probably the same thing in, I don't know if you call that or not. When you do like three gigs in a row at the same place in comedy, is that a back three?
Like a weekend, like I went and did a weekend at that club or something. But
okay,
yeah.
Well, back then. I'm also an old man now, so you know that is probably long gone. That type of a word for it, but so we did a back three. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in Banff, and if you were in a band there, it was the place to play. There was called Wild Bill's Saloon. This band is kind of on the countryside, like alternative country.
Okay.
So that's where we'd play, and every band in that area, you know, in the Western Canada, played it. They always had stories of Wild Bill's, and it's because what they have, which was a common thing back then for bands, they have band houses, so that's where they put you up, you know, to avoid the rent to avoid paying someone.
For hotels.
Yeah. And so we'd go there, and we'd all, you know, we've played there hundreds of times, it felt like, and we'd always hear other guys, man, that's a pretty spooky band house. You know, it was pretty old, probably from the 30s or so. And, you know, it was, then you'd talk to other bands, you know, and a couple of the guys would be like, holy cow, we pulled up there. And like, what happened to you? Oh, it's spooky. We got up there, and there were like 100 birds that were like surrounding the house that were dead. You know,
what?
That was one story. Yeah. This is the thing from this band house. You can look it up like online. I'm sure.
Well, oh, really?
I think so. So, yeah, so this is the band house. I don't know. Maybe it's torn down. It probably should be because of the story I'm about to tell.
Does the house have a name, or it's just the house owned by Wild Bill's?
It's just the band house at Wild Bill's. Yeah. You should try to Google it and see.
You can hear me typing.
Oh, yeah.
The band house at Wild Bill's. Wild Bill's Juke Joint. Oh, that's Memphis. Oh, it's going to take me too long, but yeah.
Banff. Yeah, this in Banff. So I remember hearing that those stories like that, and then you'd be like weird things like would happen when you were staying at it. You know, it's like it had like an upstairs. It had like two rooms and one bathroom upstairs, and then downstairs was like the living room and kind of the main room, and then a bathroom downstairs and the kitchen. So upstairs was always kind of creepy, but you know, we went up there, you take turns. It was like, you'd have like a single bed or a twin bed and in two twin beds kind of kitty corner each other in one room. And then the other one had a, you know, big bed. So it was kind of like that. So it could fit a lot of people. You know, if you happen to be like a reggae funk jazz band or something like that, with has 100 people, you could probably be in this house. But weird things would happen, but we were like, oh no, whatever. You know, like all of a sudden the alarm on the buzzer on the stove would go off for no good reason. Be like, well, that's kind of weird, right? But who knows, you know, maybe one of the cleaning people came in or said it or whatever. So it kind of debunked that. There were always stories about from other bands that, you know, oh, you would go before the gig, you would open up a window or open it up, and you'd come back and it'd be either open or down. So it'd be spooky things like that. You'd be like, ooh, creepy. So one of the times we actually tried that. I remember I put it down, and sure enough, after we came back from the gig, it was up.
It was open.
But we were still like, yeah, okay, you can debunk that. But it was in the same room where this happened. It was a spooky room, like at the top of the stairs, upstairs and to the right. So, that room was kind of gave you the heebie-jeebies, but you know, once in a while, if you had enough people there, you'd be okay with it. And I'd always kind of bunk up with my friend Derek.
Okay. And how many people were in this band?
It was four. It was four of us. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, it depends if we had a crew with us or like a road manager, but usually you know, and this is also kind of near where we're from in Alberta. So we'd always kind of have friends and stuff come along.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually in this case, so we like, again, it was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this case happened to be Thursday. And actually this was a night where we decided to go and play. Derek actually brought his girlfriend at the time, Julie. And she was, I think that was the only other, maybe Mike had brought his girlfriend. I can't remember, or someone. I mean, it seemed like maybe six or seven people there.
Okay.
So we went and did the show. And that night, actually, I didn't even have a drink that night. Like, it was just a...
What?
I know, and you know
me. That's the most unbelievable thing about the story so far.
It's a lie. yeah, it was so weird, right? Because I knew it was going to be kind of it'd be a little bit of a shit show probably on Friday and Saturday. So I was like, well, I got to save up for it, be responsible, yeah. You know. and so we go and play the show. No one was there. It was kind of a dead night on a Thursday. But it was cold in Canada, you know. We go back to the place and we're just kind of tired and, you know, all right, let's just go to bed or whatever. And, at that point, for some reason, I decided I was going to sleep upstairs, in the creepy room. Cause Derek and I were always kind of creeped out. So we're like, okay, you know, I'd watch him if he'd shower, you know, it'd be like, I'd wait in the front of the shower, like, and just kind of. Because I just didn't, like, we felt so creeped out. Like, we're
like
so
you were afraid to be in the bathroom
yeah,
below?
Yeah, totally. So if I was going to shower, he'd wait outside the front, the shower, I'd shower, and then I'd do the same for him. This time he had Julie, which was very good, because I think, you know, she was obviously a heck of a lot more brave than the two of us put together. So luckily. So bedtime and, you know, he's my roommate and we had a kind of a full house. So I thought, okay, I'm going to bunk with them. So, where Julie and Derek were sleeping on the bed was like in the same room on that creepy room where the window did open.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of at the far side of the room.
Okay.
I'm on this side here and that's kind of just how it was. It was just like two beds and I'm over
yeah.
there. There. I'm just like, okay, kids. Okay. Good night. Yeah. We'll have, good night. Good night, Bob. Good night, Jed. Good night, you know, Marcia, whatever. So, I went to bed and it was one of these things where, I'd say like maybe it felt like, I don't know, just like maybe 10 minutes into my sleep, I just like collapsed and went to bed. I just felt this pres like this weird thing, like it's dark, but I felt like this weird kind of inclination to just kind of open my eyes, but
wait, do you have trouble going to sleep or no? Are you just like out
sometimes? But no, I was out.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I was just like, sweet dreams. Cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, but for some reason I just kind of opened my eyes. I just felt like a presence or something, you know. I knew Derek and Julie were in, you know, the far bed over there just across. And so I just was like, I kind of was laying down and I was like, I kind of just kind of looked up like that and I look over towards their bed, Derek and Julie's, and I see, and I'm still like kind of, I don't know if I'm dreaming this, right? Yeah. I see definitely like a tall figure, a perfect figure of a woman had like a bonnet, like a hair in her bun. And, she had like a long, it actually looked like from the 30s again, like a old kind of timey dress.
Okay. That
was on. I remember distinctively this hair in a bun. And, you know, and she was over like right by Julie and Derek. Right. And there, you know, and I was like, but my brain again, like didn't want to really accept it. And I kind of thought, oh, it was Julie maybe. Right. Thought maybe Julie's going up to get something out of her suitcase or something. And I'm still kind of looking and I see this woman thinking maybe it's Julie. And, but Julie was, you know, actually a quick history. Julie it was a ballet dancer. This woman had kind of her hair in a bun, like a ballet dancer, and which I've seen Julie like that at the time. Have it like that. So maybe that's what confused me. I don't know. However, this woman was like 6'2", right? This entity. So I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, that's Julie. She's kind of looking and staring at Derek. And then she's kind of like this. And I'm looking at Julie. And then she just senses me and smiled. And I'm still thinking, that's not Julie. I don't know. But like, you know, and honestly, I'm like a big smile. And the whole time she looks at me and I'm like, okay.
Was it like a human smile or like a Cheshire Cat smile?
She looked like, how can I explain? Like, it was like perfect features. Like I could see her smile and she looked like totally a human being, mm-hmm. but it was like a dark, like perfect detail, but, like
opaque,
a dark, like, yeah, definitely. Opaque is a good way to describe it. I know that's how they describe ghosts sometimes. Like that, that's true. Yeah. What I saw. So looking at me, and then she starts slowly mm-hmm. with a smile, just kind of coming on, like walking over onto me, like towards me, towards my bed. So she was kind of like, like this. And then she's smiling as she's coming closer. Now, but this time she's maybe at the foot of my bed coming over.
Oh my God.
And she does this on the way. She does this like in a little sort of pirouette. She's like this while she's smiling and looking at me. She's like,
I've got to describe what you're doing. You're putting your finger on the top of your head and twirling around.
A pirouette. Honestly. And like a ballet dancer. And I was just like, oh shit, that's not Julie. But again, for some reason, I couldn't tell if I was dreaming. I still, like, cause I know me, like I would have got up and screamed and like, I just would have been so startled. Like, and it wasn't registering. Like it just didn't happen. And she started getting like close to me and next to my bed, I had my suitcase and she was just like, and she got like right, like this close and she bent down and I actually didn't feel threatened. Like I felt like she was like really smiling, having like, and happy. And she started going through my suitcase.
Oh my God.
Like a foot away from me. And you know what I did? I just said, huh, I'm just dreaming this. I went like this and just went, whoop. And I went right to bed. Okay.
You just pulled the covers over your head.
I rolled over and this entity was doing this, or maybe I was dreaming it.
Yeah.
So I went to bed. So the next morning, Derek and I, and Julie and the band, we went to, I remember we went for pancakes and, so we went to a restaurant and I'm having coffee and I was just like, I said to Derek, like, I said, you know, I had the strangest dream last night. And you know what Derek said to me? He goes, he looks over and he says, I saw her too. And I said, and that, you know, we always messed with each other, right? And so he was like, I said, what are you talking? And it took us about a half hour to, like, what are you messing with me? You know? No, I'm not. I saw her. I said, what did she do? I said, I didn't want to believe it. He said, well, she started over by our bed. And then I saw her start to go over towards you. He said, I just put my head under the pillow, under the blankets, and I just held on to Julie.
Did Julie also see it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think
she. Yeah, she was on the far side.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he's like, so that's what, and honestly, like, so he, yeah, he's just like, so it took us a while to kind of, yeah. And you know, you can follow it up. You can always call Derek. He's living in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He would back up on it.
So you guys, this is the band that's back together right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So great. Do you guys, did you guys keep sleeping in that room for the rest of the weekend?
No. So what we ended up doing, I remember that we took some of the mattresses down. Like it was just, and every other time we played, we just all slept on mattresses or on the couch in like the room. We just played like video games and you know, like that was it. The TV must be on it all night. That was what really got me is when Derek really was, he confirmed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so,
did you believe in ghosts before this? And do you continue to believe in ghosts? Or
I mean, I do. I mean, I know what I saw. I wasn't under the influence of anything. And, You know, I've definitely heard some crazy stories. Like before this, I thought I had a couple strange things happen, but nothing that was that like detailed and intense.
Right.
And since then, I haven't really seen anything as well. Like, this is a long time ago, right? Like,
yeah.
So like, I don't know. I mean,
Wait, you said this is like the late 90s?
Yeah, I can say 97 or so.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Probably around that.
Oh my God. So I want to know, listeners, if anyone is up in Canada and has been to Banff and knows Wild Bill's Saloon, please let me know, because I want to know about this haunted band house. Yeah. That is so cool. I would love to hear other stories about it. Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow. And does Derek still remember all of this as well?
Yeah, I like to tell the story when he's around, because you can kind of get for there.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is a great and very spooky story. But the thing that I like best about it is that, like, okay, two of you guys encountered the same ghost at the same time, which sort of corroborates it, but it was a happy ghost.
Yeah, she totally was so smiley. And I tried to, you know, and I'd ask like the owner of Wild Bill's. I said, you know, what's going on there? Like, what's the history of that place? This is before like internet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they all said, they just like didn't want anything to do. Like, no, what are you talking about? There's no problem, because they didn't want any bad sort of.
Right.
Now but it was like pay off with all these ghost shows on.
Totally. But it was like known at the time among musicians. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Everyone had kind of a weird story. What I couldn't believe was how I still see her in my head, like exactly doing all that.
Who does what's like an actress that she looks most like?
She was totally old timey, like 30s type look, like right down to the garb that she was wearing. Like,
was she like old? Was she like in her 40s or she was young?
Maybe, yeah, I'd say like.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say 40s is old. I just meant like, was she like a teenager or like middle aged or old?
She was like 27 or so. I don't know why.
Very exact. Maybe you felt that. Maybe you know that.
I don't know. But you know what? I remember she was like kind of big. Like, I actually remember thinking she was kind of big boned. But not like fat, but just like,
just like
big, like a girl that drank a lot of milk.
I think you're talking to one right now. Yeah, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was wild. Like, I remember a bonnet.
Yeah.
A bun, which is so weird. And yeah, how the detail of her, but she had like a nice round, really pleasant, smiley face. Like, I didn't really happy and
happy. So, Dave, where can people find your projects, and what would you, I mean, we talked a little bit about what you've been up to, so what would you like to plug, or like, where could people look you up and find what you're doing now?
Well, if you like, I guess, country, alternative kind of country music, the new record that came out, it's under Mike Plume, it's called, what is it called? What's the name of the record? Lonesome Highway, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
Dude, this is like me trying to remember my stand-up jokes now. I'm like, oh, I have no idea.
Totally. But it's great. So if you like that, and you know, you can always check out The Tracys, which is like, if you like good hardcore punk rock, 80s style, kind of fits with what's going on in the world, a little political, I guess. But there's that. And I'm currently working on some stuff with a guy named John Bennick, which is a great songwriter. He was in a band called The Cash Registers and Savage Amused for a long time, years ago. But we're making kind of rock and roll record.
I think I heard about this.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of getting mixed right now.
Great.
Yeah.
This was wonderful. Oh, and I want to say Tracy's, your band is named after your wife, and it is spelled TRACYS.
Yeah.
In case you're looking it up. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this.
Thanks for doing this podcast. And hey, let's go out on the Tracy's.
Today, or a surgical mask on the motherfucking subway. No. na 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 na. Na 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 na